the day after. Now what? Pesach has come and gone. No doubt we're all feeling the peak of the experience of our relationship with God, of nationhood, of God taking us out by himself with an outstretched arm. And that's the state of mind and the spiritual state that we leave Pesach with. A sense of identity is irreplaceable by anything else. But Judaism is also very practical in terms of anchoring an energy or an inspiration and ensuring that it perpetuates and there's a way for us to actually experience it within our lives. Indeed, on the second day of Passover, that second night, we begin to count what's called the Omer, Sfirat HaOmer, counting of the Omer. We count 49 days, and then on the 50th day, we celebrate this festival of Shavuot. It's almost like a countdown, because when you think about it, the Jews left Egypt, and 50 days later, they received the Torah at Mount Sinai. So there's the nationhood, and then there's the experience that takes place at Mount Sinai, where God once again comes, descends on the mountain, and gives us the Torah, which one could almost look at the constitution of the Jewish people. Nationhood, constitution. We now have all the laws. We now know what's expected of us. We now have the tools with which to connect to the Almighty. Every year, we simulate this journey. From the second night of Pesach, we start to count. And we count 49 days. On that 50th day, we celebrate. And that is the festival of Shavuot. But when we simulate what took place so long ago, when we live it, and by the way, have you noticed we count up? So we go from 1 to 2 to 3 to 4. We don't count down because in matters of holiness and in Judaism, we count up, similar to the menorah. We go on the first night of Hanukkah, 1, second the second night, third on the third night. The idea in Judaism is ascension. So when you ask the question, now what? What comes next? Well, you came from such a peak, the peak of Pesach. Where do we go from here? Well, the answer is we go to an even higher peak. And we establish a deeper relationship with God. We consolidate all that Pesach gives to us, and we now have something that becomes more than just an experience, transformative, mind you, but more than experience, it actually becomes practical in the day-to-day living of our life, which is exactly what the Torah is. It gives us direction in everything that we do, depth to everything that we do, and a connection on a deeper level with the divine. So from the heights to even greater heights, we continue to journey together as we prepare ourselves for the greatest divine moment, the descending, the receiving of the Torah, and the even more enhanced relationship that we get to create with the Creator of the world, Borei Olam, God Almighty.